Box A, opening a text file. So the first thing we need to point out is that to use the two file stream classes, ofstream and ifstream, you need to include the fstream header file. Now, the ofstream class defines an output file stream, and the ifstream class defines an input file stream. But recall, a class is not an actual stream. So to actually create a stream from your program to the file, you need to instantiate an ofstream object or ifstream object, depending on whether you are saving or loading data. You can think of this instantiated object as the software representation of an actual stream hooked up from your program to the data file. Your program may be saving or loading several files, so to get extra streams, you just instantiate more stream objects. Finally, the last bullet shows ways of associating a file with a stream. That is, you specify the file name you want the stream to connect to. If the file doesn't exist, then the file will be created automatically for you. The box example uses ofstream as an example, but it is exactly the same for ifstream. You can specify the file name in the constructor or in the open method. Box B, writing to a text file. Once we have an open file, we can dump data from our program into the stream. The data will flow down the stream and into the file. To do this, we use the insertion operator, as we do with cout. Box B shows some examples of this. So instead of writing data to the console window with cout, we are writing data to a file with our ofstream object, outfile. Box C, reading from a text file. Once we have an open file, we can read data from the input file stream into our program. The data will flow down the stream from the file into our program. To do this, we use the extraction operator, as we do with cin. Box C shows some examples of this. So instead of reading data to the console window with cin, we are reading data to a file with our ifstream object infile. Note that this works very similarly to cin. So if you want to read an entire line from the file, you need to use the getLine function. You can pass an ifstream object as an argument to the first parameter of getLine. Box D, closing a text file. To close a file, we use the close method. This is true for both ofstream and ifstream.